You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But I was lucky enough to take around a little Zoom mic and do some interviews. So we're going to listen to two of those now. This is Karu and Mokotron, who both performed on the night, speaking before they played their sets. And then we're going to hear a track from both of them. You're on BFM. We're tucked away in a corner here at the studio with the one and only Karu. Karu, how are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm pretty nervous. There's been like some amazing music tonight and it's pretty nerve-wracking to follow it. But yeah, I'm feeling good, bro. I'm feeling good.
There's so much energy in the space tonight. Like a line down the block. Homies are hitting you up asking you to get in. Did the nerves start to kick in when you saw that? Or has it just been like preparing for ages?
Yeah, I think seeing the line definitely was like a reality check, bro. I was like, holy shit, like, everyone's here. But I'm feeling good, bro. I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm just keen to get on there and just like, have people react to the tunes and stuff. Yo.
It was such a pleasure to talk to you on Friday. And it's even nicer to talk to you now. What can we expect to see from you tonight?
I got a lot of tracks that I made myself that I'm looking forward to playing out. I've got some unreleased tracks and also just a bunch of remixes that I made that people might know me for. So trying to get a bit of everything in there.
Yeah. I want to ask one last question. It's been a big week for Māori, Te Ao Māori. What does an event like this mean for Te Ao Māori and especially to be a Māori person in this kind of climate? What does this mean to you?
I don't know. I think it's a really important event. I think that like it means a lot to every single artist that's been put on board. I think Boiler Room is definitely, like I said in our interview on Friday, it's almost like a rite of passage for DJs. And so I don't know, to have a lineup that's pure Māori, I think that it does a lot for our community. And I think it's just like a huge honor to be put on. What else can I say?
I think the first question we have to ask, seeing as it is release week, is ko wai koe?
Ko Mokotron tēnei, mihi atu nei, kia ora tātou, tēnā koe, te rangatira.
That's too right. We're here with Mokotron outside the studio venue. The line was down the block when we got here. How does it feel to be playing a Boiler Room set?
Pretty nervous right now, to be honest. I think, you know, for me, the influence started when seeing Shaka at that last one at the fourth Boiler Room and just seeing her represent Māoritanga, which was like, you know, 2.5 years ago, nearly 3 years ago. And I just remember watching that. And my first reo Māori songs had just come out like a week earlier. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know if anyone will play them, you know. I didn't know if they would just, people would be like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
So it was like watching that and going, right, next time there's a Boiler Room, I want to have enough tunes so that I can, you know, give them to DJs. Yeah. But I didn't expect that I'd be headlining it, so I'm kind of terrified, but yeah.
I'm so excited to see you play, and I think it's beautiful to talk to you because you're both a artist, DJ, but also just a massive nerd, which I love.
Yeah, that's the whole kaupapa, isn't it?
The whole kaupapa.
Even at that last thing I saw you at, what the New Zealand, Mighty Music?
Aotearoa Music.
Yeah, I was like, oh, met the homie Diaz Grimman. I was like, oh, yeah, it's just a nerd like me. A slightly different type of nerd, but yeah, we're all nerds, eh?
This week I've been thinking a lot about Barry Buckley, the filmmaker, and the forced cinema and kind of how he had all these aspects that had to be in a film for it to be a forced cinema film. Yeah. What do you think of the aspects of Indigenous drum and bass?
I think it depends on what comes first. As a musician, it's like whatever the element you start with is going to dictate what the tune is. So you start on the drum and bass, it's going to be, that's the focus. So I think you just have to go in with that intention first. You can't just record breaks and bass lines and just be Māori over the top of that. The foundation, the idea, and probably the pūoro as well. You know, there has to be an intention at the start. I'm not going to break it down to parts, but I think it's more about intention, you know?
Yeah.
But it's also, we're not an afterthought. We're not the cherry on the cake. We're the whole fucking cake, you know? So it's like, you got to kind of lead like that. Like, what is the kaupapa? What is the tikanga? What are the instruments are you using, you know? Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. And speaking about intention, I do want to talk about the curation of this set. What can we expect from this Mokotron set?
I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, most of this was like, it's just songs for David Seymour. So like at least half the set is just like songs for David Seymour. So I was like, oh yeah, it's kind of dedicated to him, you know. Like, I think just what the ACT Party, New Zealand First and National have done over the last 2 years have really influenced my writing. So yeah, a lot of the songs are just about that, what we're going through. It's hard to speak about the topics because I think the last BFM interview I did, they had to delete some of that stuff. But, you know, that's why, jokes aside, that's why we speak in te reo, you know, because it's like we have a culture where we can speak very clearly about things, which if they're translated are out of context, then maybe are not appropriate. But, yeah, that's why I write in te reo, so I can say exactly what I want. So, yeah.
I think, especially coming after, like, this wiki and everything that's been happening here, this is such a special event. What does it mean to be at something like this after a week that's been so crazy and filled with, like, you know, Māori resistance against some fucked up policies?
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense. I think it was meant to be, you know, it all fell together perfectly. I do think, you know, if you look back 1,000 years, you see that a series of waka came to this harbour here and laid a Māori stone, one of them laid a Māori stone from Hawaiki, so that our people would flourish here, you know. And if you look back over the last 50 years, every time there's a hikoi, it's slow and small until it hits that harbour there. And I believe it's actually the Māori is activating people. And I believe, you know, whether it's in 1975, 2004, or 2024, every hikoi is slow and small until it hits that side, Te Raki Pai Whenua, right where that Māori is sitting. And that's when things go crazy. And I believe that Māori travelled all the way to Wellington, and that's cool. And I believe it's come back today, and tonight is about laying it back to rest. And because it needs to be there, you know, and we'll need it again, sadly, you know. It seems like there's a 20-year cycle, but yeah, that's so I think there's a spiritual dimension about what's happening tonight. And and so, you know, when I say things like, oh, it's the hikoi after party, that's a way that young people can understand, but I'm thinking of it really 1,000 years back and 100 years forward, you know, like there's a spiritual dimension to it.
Thank you so much, Mokotron, appreciate you.
Sure.
It was a pleasure to be there on the night. Someone texted and said, quote marks, "We're the whole fucking cake, an all-timer." And that's so true. If you want to hear more all-timers and great focato from Mokotron, wait till 6:30. He'll be in the studio having a chat about his brand new album, which will be very cool. But in the meantime, we're going to play a Mokotron track here, one that was banging on BFM. This is Decolonize Existence. Yeah?
Sit around masters, pack your car in the vat of a car, Makamaru, and now one of us.